Hello and welcome to this Eiffel Presentations podcast, which is all about Eiffel's new suite of modular presentation training. I'm joined by Simon Morton, Eiffel's MD and author of the acclaimed book, The Presentation Lab, which is what Eiffel's training modules are actually based on. Welcome along, Simon. Simon, firstly, why is presentation training so important to companies and to teams that deliver presentations?
You'd be amazed at how many people are involved in that process. It might be senior vice president of something that stands up and delivers to the conference at the end of the month. Everything leading up to that, there's been a month of people running around, pulling together content, getting that signed off. Just because they're not the poor soul standing on stage being looked at doesn't mean that they shouldn't understand the intricacies of delivery. All of these elements are going to be important for all types of delegates within an organisation.
Okay, so what you're saying is creating an effective presentation isn't a simple process just involving the presenter. There are lots of people all investing their time and effort into getting the presentation right. So if they all benefited from Eiffel's presentation training, their time, energy and direction would lead to a much better presentation?
Spot on.
So how does Eiffel's suite of modular training actually help?
The Eiffel training suite is now something that's really evolved probably over the last 12 months or so, coinciding with the book really grabbing hold of people's attention and people getting really excited about the ideas and some of the unique approaches that we've been taking, things like audience heat mapping, the presentation landscape, that sort of stuff.
Which are the modules based on the chapters from your book, The Presentation Lab?
Correct, that's exactly it.
So how is live training better than simply reading the book?
If we're talking about audience heat mapping, yeah, there's 15, 20 pages in the book that talk about it. Well, we can spend 4 hours working with people on really defining what their audience is, asking them some questions that never made it into the final edit of the book. It's kind of letting them into the internal workings of a company like Eiffel that lives and breathes presentations.
So you're giving people the access to Eiffel's team of presentation experts.
We've got the labs dedicated to delivering a really powerful training experience for delegates. We've got access to the people here at Eiffel Towers in terms of our expert storyboarders, our visualizing team, we've got our design team. We're not a bunch of trainers, we're practitioners sharing with you the good, the bad, and the ugly stuff that we have to deal with every day. Trainers, as in traditional trainers, are not what our training clients actually want. They want to work with practitioners. They want to say, right, how do you do it? When you go through this audience heat map process, or when you go through this story structure using audience pathway as a structure, say, right, how do I apply that? Give me some of that secret sauce so I can take it back to my day-to-day work and make sure that my presentations have that extra zing that huge organisations will come and knock on our door for time and time again.
Fantastic. So in terms of sharing that secret sauce and getting people that zing into their own presentations, how do you do that? You have lots and lots of modules that can help, but how can you fit it all in? Do people have to take a lot of time out of the office?
The modular nature of the training that we do, we don't take them away for 2 weeks and tell them everything. We just tell them the stuff that's most relevant and of most interest to them. Best way I can describe this is it's kind of like Lego bricks. What we do is we go into it into a client and we identify exactly what their needs are. And we will ask questions, much deeper questions than anybody in our sector ever does, because we really want to understand at a granular level what's working and what's not. And then off the back of that, we can take these Lego bricks and stick them together and create a program that is unique in terms of meeting the exact demands of the people that we're talking to.
Okay, so the way for people to look at it is Eiffel have lots and lots of modules that cover the entire spectrum of presentation creation, but don't worry about trying to work out which one to take, as Eiffel will talk to you, understand your issues, and prescribe you a modular course to perfectly match.
Correct, that's exactly it.
Could you give us an example of how this has worked already?
Thinking of an engineering company that we've been working with, and they initially wanted us to focus very much on helping them with the people part, the sort of standing, the delivering piece, because that was a big concern for them. And we were able to offer a really nice bespoke version of that for their particular type of presentation. Off the back of that, The sales director then recognised that he wanted the story to be developed and delivered in a much more engaging way. So we were able then to modularise around objective setting, story flow and story structure, and then coupled that with some visualisation as well. So this stickle brick approach to making sure that the training is delivering on the needs of the delegate, not, okay, well, we'll try and fit your needs to what we already do. This is very much driven by the different requirements of the clients that we work with.
So a really structured training plan to meet the exact needs of the client. Simon, the training modules are based on chapters from your book, The Presentation Lab, which has a strapline of learn the formula behind powerful presentations. Once people have learned those formulas, how do you support them in the future? Should they simply reference the book?
Well, with all of the modules, probably our best reference point is the book. I mean, I use it. I wrote it, but I will often dip back into it just to refresh or to nail a message with a client. I can go back to some of the basics in the book, and that just gets me back on the right track. So I'm doing that, and I strongly recommend that it's kind of well-thumbed before and really definitely after any training that we deliver.
Is there any other form of ongoing support?
With certain modules, there's an accompanying document. There's a lot of online resources that we will point people to that are unique to people that have gone through that process as well. So there's a lot of ongoing support that delivers after these modules have been delivered, just to make sure that it's not just a flash in the pan. We want to make sure that people really get it and can sustain the learning, not just a week afterwards, but actually 3-4 years down the line. We want to have changed the way that people think about presentations. We want to equip people with the ability to go and create really powerful presentations every day.
Simon, thank you very much for your time. So, to summarise, iFall's suite of presentation modules exists to help you and your team create the very best and most effective presentations in the future, making sure you get the results all of your team's hard work deserves. To find out exactly how iFall can take your team from okay to advanced, just pick up the phone and give them a call on 01455 826 390 and talk to a presentation expert. They'll explore your issues and situation and create you a bespoke, tailored program that will give you the secret ingredients you need to make world-class business presentations. From myself, Matt Roper, and everyone here at iFall, good luck in your next presentation and thanks for listening.